Chapter 4, Mystery, Mystery. Carrot wanted to come along, so Camille scooped him up and carried him in her arms as the girl set off to search the garden one more time. The melting snow was so slippery under their bellies that walking up the hilly part of the path was a bit like doing the bunny hop. For every step forward, they slid back too. It was so warm that the girls soon showed their scarves, hats, mittens into their pockets and unzipped their coats. By the time the girls got to the top of the hill, they were sweaty. "I'm roasting," moaned Ashlyn, flopping onto a big rock. "Can we rest for a second?" Kendall nodded. She was too out of breath to talk. Camille put Carrot down and flapped the sides of her coat to fan herself. "It's nice to have this bit rock to rest on," said Willa. "This is the first day since we started searching that it hasn't been covered with snow." Kendall sighed. "That's the only difference between today and every other day," she said. "Just like always, we've looked and looked, but we haven't found Mr. E." All the girls were sadly silent. They knew that Kendall was right. Ashlyn turned to Kendall. "Bless you." Ashlyn turned to Camille. "Bless you," she said. "I didn't sneeze," said Camille. "Oh," said Ashlyn. "I heard a teeny sneeze and I thought it was you." "I heard a sneeze too," said Willa. "I guess it was Carrot." Do bunny sneeze?" asked Kendall. "Sure they do," said Willa. "Where is Carrot anyway?" "Right here," said Emerson. She picked up Carrot to show him to Willa. Suddenly, floop, Carrot jumped out of Emerson's arms and hopped, hip, hop, hippity, to the other side of the big rock. "Hey," said Emerson, "where are you going, Carrot?" The girl slid off the rock and followed the bunny. Carrot's ears stuck straight up and his nose quivered as he stared into a little cave under the overhanging rock. The girls peered in to see what Carrot was looking at. There, curled up cozily, was Mr. E and puppies, breathed the girls enchanted. "Oh, Mr. E," said Willa, "we are so glad to find you, and your puppies are so cute. Now we understand why you disappeared," said Ashlyn. "You came to Aunt Miranda's house and the playhouse to get food, but you had to come back to your beautiful little puppies." "They're wonderful," said Emerson. "I love them. I bet we passed this little cave 100 times, said Kendall, "but it was hidden by the snow. Thank goodness the snow has melted so we could find Miss E." "I'm going to get a Miranda," said Emerson, already zooming down the hill. "We'll be back in a flash. Tell her we found Mr. E," Camille shouted after her. "But keep the puppies a surprise." In no time at all, the girls saw Miranda running up the hill. Her hair was windblown and wild, and she wasn't wearing a coat. Emerson was right on her heels. "Mr. E," Miranda called as she came. "Oh, I've been so worried about you." Aunt Miranda squatted to look into the cave when she saw the puppies. She gasped, fell back, and sat down, hard thud on the wet, muddy ground. "Puppies," she squeaked. The girls laughed with joy. "Five," announced Kendall. "Aren't they the cutest things you've ever seen?" asked Ashlyn. "Yes," said Aunt Miranda softly. Aunt Miranda stroked the dog's head. "I'm proud of you, sweetie," she said. "Wait a second," said Willa. "How did Mr. E have puppies? Isn't he a boy?" Aunt Miranda grinned. "Did you say Mr. E?" she asked. "I guess you've never seen the dog's name written down, have you?" "Her name is Mr. E, not Mr. E." She mysteriously appeared at Chu Ping's house one day. He tried to find out who her owner was, but he never could. So she became Chu Ping's dog, and he named her Mystery. Mystery has solved the mystery of the disappearing food, said Ashlyn. She held up a popcorn bag. Mystery took it to eat. Mystery took the costume too, said Emerson, pointing to bed rag cloth on the ground. "But I guess she needed it to keep her puppies warm, so we don't mind." Aunt Miranda held her hand out, and Mystery looked it lovingly. "Will you trust us to carry your puppies home, Mystery?" asked Aunt Miranda. Mystery licked her hand again. "I think that's a yes," said Aunt Miranda. So very, very gently, each girl picked up a squirmy puppy and then very, very slowly walked down the hill. Mystery circled them, keeping a watchful eye as Aunt Miranda led them all to her house. Once inside Aunt Miranda's house, Mystery seemed impatient and a little nervous, but she sighed happily when she and her puppies were safely settled in her comfy bed. Soon the whole doggy bunch had fallen asleep. "Oh, it is going to be so sad when Chu Ping takes Mystery and her puppies away," said Camille. Aunt Miranda asked Willa, "Do you think if Chu Ping agrees we could keep the puppies here in the garden?" "No, honey," said Aunt Miranda gently. "Five puppies in the garden would be too much. They'll dig up the flowers and vegetables and scare the birds and animals too." The girls knew that Aunt Miranda was right. Still, they couldn't be heartbroken. "We'll miss them terribly," said Kendall, brushing away a tear. "Because we already love the puppies as much as we love Mystery," said Emerson, "and that's with as much love as there is in the whole wide world. Aunt Miranda hugged the disappointed girls. I'm very grateful to you girls for finding Mystery, she said. I think you should celebrate. What if? I think we should celebrate. What if you and Mr. E and the puppies and I have a sleepover party here Friday night? Hooray! Cheered the girls. Thanks, Aunt Miranda. That will be great. A sleepover party with puppies, said Emerson, picturing it. I love it. It's wonderful.